I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Pear Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's evening news. Report from Chris Costello, Bishop Volunteer Fire Department Public Information Officer on the Silver Fire. Bishop Fire was toned out a little after 2 on Sunday afternoon. Upon arrival, fire was approximately 5 acres burning in heavy fuel. The winds were from the south, pushing the fire to the north. There were multiple changes in the wind, spreading the fire in all directions. Mid-afternoon, the fire advanced quickly towards the community of Laws. Much of the area had no access other than by aircraft. 2 helicopters were on site fighting the fire. Multiple agencies were on the highway and roads to stop the fire from reaching Laws. They did an outstanding job saving the community. In the early evening, the southeast progression of the fire was stopped, but the winds have been driving the fire to the west. As of 1 a.m. Monday morning, when we returned to the station, the fire was still burning in heavy fuels, though inaccessible terrain. Of concern for Monday is the high wind warning, which is in effect until 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The southwest winds of 25 to 35 miles an hour and gusts up to 65 miles an hour were expected. Multiple local fire agencies from both Inyo and Mono County are on site fighting the fire. Evacuation orders remain in effect for Laws in Inyo County, Chalfont in Mono County, and the White Mountain Estates.
Let's move to sports. The Broncos looked loose and mid-playoff over the 2-weekend Wasco tournaments. The Broncos' overall record was 3-1 for the weekend. Coach James Chase is impressed with the overall performance of everyone. Had some JV boys travel with the team and were able to get some playing time. Charlie Butler, Ben Kemp, and Melissa Trejo all played the final 2 innings. The Wasco game and had some high-pressure moments and came up with some clutch outs to keep us in the game. Levy Durr had a great catch against East Bakersfield. Reuben Nicholson had 4 base runs, caught, stealing over the tournament. Mike Trejo had 10 RBIs in the last 3 games. Wasco on the 21st, Broncos win 4-3. And then Shafter the next day, 6-4, leading in a Bronco loss. North Bakersfield on the 28th, they had a 9-1 victory. And then East Bakersfield, they had a 7-4 win for the Broncos offensively for Bishop. We'll be posting these scores online very, very soon. Let's move over to softball. Bishop Varsity Softball traveled to Bakersfield for the Maria Monte Tournament for March 28th and 29th. Winning the consolidated bracket with a 3-1 record. The first game for the tournament on Friday was played against Bakersfield Christian, and the team lost 13-5, putting them into the loser's bracket. Second game was played against Del Oro High School, with Bishop winning 5-3 on Saturday. Bishop played Rosamond High School and won 16-4. Their fourth and final game of the tournament was played against Cal City. Bishop came away with a win, 9-6, winning the consolation bracket. Sorry, guys, a lot of smoke yesterday. Sienna Fuller pitched a total of 14 innings and 4 games, allowing 16 hits, 14 walks, 3 hit by pitch, and 16 strikeouts. Larissa Arias pitched 3 innings, allowing 2 hits, 2 walks, 3 hits by pitch, and 4 strikeouts. I'm Jason Brown, bringing in news for nearly 30 years now, since 1996. We've been bringing you news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thank you for listening.